Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Here we go, Donnie. Man, I love that music, don't you?
Any of those old NFL film songs are bangers in my book.
Do you find yourself at times, Donnie, maybe on a slow summer day even? I don't know, maybe on a day when you're sick, not feeling well, watching America's Game over and over again, those shows on NFL Network about the Super Bowl champions? I can watch 30 of those in a row.
Or like anything. I mean, there's a good YouTube page. It's like NFL Throwback. They always put up pretty good stuff. I find myself going into rabbit holes like that. Like yesterday, before I came into work, I was watching a little bit from a video of the like 2000 to 2009 era of football.
Yeah.
And why it was maybe the most influential in league history. Sarah came downstairs and made fun of me for a little bit.
Yes.
I think just because of the like expansion of the game, the expansion of TV, like networks where it like boomed, international games. Texans came in as a new team, so now they have 32 in the realignment.
How do you feel about commercials on the red zone, Donnie? Outraged?
No, I really don't think it's a big I don't think it's a big deal right now, but here is what will end up happening. They're showing, what, a minute of commercials in 7 hours of football, and it's like a split-screen type method. That's all well and good, but here's what will eventually happen. It'll become like any other game you're watching, where they end up playing commercials throughout Red Zone over the course of a day, where there's multiple commercial breaks an hour.
Right.
Kind of like our shows, where it's like, oh, okay, like you just watched a lot of really good football highlights, and we'll be back in 3 minutes or 5 minutes.
Right. That's where it's headed.
I think that's what it'll end up turning into before we know it.
You ready for a numbers game, Donnie?
I am, Joe.
You got a number for me?
I do.
Please. One.
The amount of wins Mike Tomlin has in Foxborough.
I got one for you. Two. That's the amount of wins for the Patriots in Foxborough. In their last 10 home games, they're 2-8.
I have the same number as last time, 1. That's the amount of touchdown passes Aaron Rodgers needs to move into fourth all-time on that list, passing Brett Favre. He would have 509 in his career if he gets one.
He may not admit that that would mean a lot to him. I think that would mean a lot to him. You have one game to win, Donnie, and you have Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers in their primes. Who are you taking?
Rodgers.
Me too. I think he's was the better player. I got a number for you, Donnie. 6. Tom Brady was 6-0 against the Steelers in Foxborough, and that doesn't begin to tell the story, my friend. He completed 72% of his passes against the Steelers in those six games, for 2,147 yards, 21 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions, and a 128.4 passer rating. Yeah, Brady shredded everybody. He's the greatest football player of all time. He shredded the Steelers unlike anyone else. Those numbers are embarrassing. 21 touchdowns and no picks.
Which one of those games that they played in Foxborough against Brady was the most embarrassing?
The 55 whatever game it was.
55-31.
Yeah, and the Anthony Smith game is up. Was that the same one or a different one?
No, Anthony Smith I thought was 2007.
That might have been it then. That one. How about you?
I feel like either that AFC Championship game in 16 or when they opened the season there in 19.
Yeah, he just spread them out and diced them up.
Lifeless.
You got a number for me?
I do. 315. The amount of passing yards per game the Patriots defense has allowed so far this season. That should bode well for Aaron Rodgers.
It should.
Should. But will it? That's the big question. But they have given up a lot of yardage through the air.
15-minute mark coming up here on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. The hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. All right, Donnie, let's go into a little two-minute drill here. I got a number for you, 16. The Steelers are 16-19 all-time against the Patriots. Which team out there limits 10 or more matchups do the Steelers have the worst record against all-time in franchise history based on winning percentage?
Oh, boy. I don't know if they've played this team 10.
Wrong.
No, they haven't played them probably 10 times. I'm going to say that they've struggled the most against Denver.
The Chicago Bears, 8-19-1. Donnie?
My number is 11.8. Joe, that is the percentage at which the Patriots are sacking the opposing quarterback this season. A team that went from one of the worst in that category last season to right now the best in the league. Milton Williams, Harold Landry, they are leading the charge, and they are two guys I am very worried about this Sunday.
5. The Patriots in their throwbacks with the Patriot guy on there. Is he a Minuteman, Donnie? The guy on the helmet, or what is he? How do we classify?
That's what I always thought,
yeah,
right?
Minuteman.
Like a little, like, Revolutionary War figure?
Yeah, yeah.
All-time great helmet, by like maybe
Oh, my God. Maybe the greatest. Maybe the greatest throwback uniforms out there. I may be partial to Rams in their blue and white, their old uniforms. Those things
like
are phenomenal.
Like the Deacon Jones era.
Oh, are they phenomenal. However, the number 5 is that the Patriots have lost 5 in a row in these throwback uniforms, Donnie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
13 is my number here, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers have allowed 13 plays of 20-plus yards already this season. That
wow.
is by far the highest in the league.
Wow. 358 is my number. That's the number of Patriots wins since 1994. Packers second at 341. Steelers third at 333.
32. The number of snaps played by Roman Wilson through two games, that is third among Steelers wide receivers because that number has been commanded by DK Metcalf and Calvin Austin, who have 109 and 102.
3. That was the number of touchdown passes for the great Bailey Zappi the last time these two teams locked horns. That guy threw for 3 touchdowns and 240 yards. Anybody want to guess how many other 3 touchdown games Bailey Zappi has ever had in his career?
Wrong.
Zero. 21-18 Patriots. This happens to the Steelers all the time. Ryan Finley's only career win? Yeah, it was against the Steelers. He finished his career 1-6-1. When he goes up against them, he goes for 47 yards on the ground, including 23 untouched for a touchdown. Donnie?
48.5, the percentage of which Seattle threw to the middle of the field last week. Nearly 50% they took advantage of the middle of that Steelers defense.
57 sacks for Mr. Mike Vrabel as a player out of Ohio State, drafted by the Steelers. How many of those 57 did he have for the Steelers, gentlemen? Anybody?
Out of his 57 career sacks?
Yep.
I'll say 12.
I'll say 8.
Wrong. 7. Donnie?
10. I brought up the number earlier about the amount of 20-plus yard plays. How about 10 rushes already this season allowed by the Steelers defense of 10-plus yards, fourth most in the NFL?
Holy ostrich milk. I would wager to say there may have been a season or two with their greatest defenses where they didn't allow that many. 63, that's points the Steelers have allowed. That's the most Mike Tomlin's ever given up in the first two games of a season.
8.1, the yards per carry averaged by Kenneth Walker last week on just 13 carries. The same Kenneth Walker who had just 10 for 20 yards in week one.
19, the number of yards Kenneth Walker ran for a touchdown on third and goal. The only guy in NFL history to run for a touchdown on third and goal from the 19. Donnie?
299. Not only the amount of rushing yards the Steelers allowed in the embarrassing playoff loss against Baltimore, that is the amount of rushing yards they have already allowed this season from the Jets and from the Seattle Seahawks.
6. And by the way, some of this is borrowed liberally from Matt Williamson's cheat sheet on the Steelers website, but a lot of this is simple research by the savvy old news hound and his friend Donnie. 6. The Steelers are the least penalized team in the NFL so far, with just 6 penalties, Don.
That's a little bit worrisome, considering what they look like in being the 88. The receiving yards last week for Ramondre Stevenson, one of the 3 running backs this New England team will use. We know Jaylen Warren had the big catch and run last week, but I think any of these 3 backs could have a big game on Sunday.
386 from week 6 to week 18 last year. Drake May led the NFL with 386 scramble yards. He moves around a little bit.
3. The average yards per rush for the Steelers so far this season, 3.0. Only 2 teams behind them so far, Cincy and Vegas, through the first 2 games.
2. The number of missed extra points by Andres Borogalis, I think his name is. The Patriots kicker, he's also missed a field goal. I love that matchup. Andres against Boz. That's where the game could be won. Donnie, give me 1 more.
1. I brought up the amount of rushes of 10-plus yards the Steelers have allowed. They have just 1 running play of their own that has gone for 10-plus yards through 2 weeks.
That is absolutely incredible. And my final number is 6. It's the number of Super Bowl wins for the Patriots and the number for the Steelers. So it's a race to 7. They're the only 2 with 6. I don't think either's getting 7 this year. Which franchise gets it first, Donnie?
I mean, it feels like the one that is closer to that is New England, because I think they have their next quarterback figured out. I think.
I agree
Steelers
wholeheartedly.
Can't say that.
Limits, what was the best number brought up today?
Oh, my goodness. There were a lot of good ones. I really liked Donnie's number about the percentage of the Patriots sacking opposing teams. But, Joe, you're 5. The Patriots have lost 5 in a row wearing those throwback uniforms. I'm stunned by that.
Yeah. Donnie, how about that? Why would they keep wearing them?
I don't know, other than they look good.
Well, they do look good.
They look great, but I would have thought their record was much better.
The record is they won their first 7 in those. So they're 7-5 in their throwbacks. But a 5-game losing streak. All right. Coming up next, Donnie, that's a hell of a segment, isn't it? The numbers game?
Always a good adrenaline rush. We get into that two-minute offense, Joe. We try to execute it well.
Lots of valuable information, in my not-so-humble opinion.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.